As we know, Jacksonville will not be home to Amazon's headquarters. As city leaders found out last month, their pitch to the company did not land a spot on the top 20 list of contenders. I'm Jessica Palumbo. In this week's business brief, Modern City's co-founder Ennis Davis tells us what Jacksonville could learn from the unexpected cities that did make the list. So Jacksonville recently found out, Ennis, that it's not on the top 20 list. There were more than 200 cities who were fighting for Amazon's affections, and Jacksonville was rebuffed. Jacksonville did not make the list.
Ladies, I'm sorry. If you did not receive a rose, take a moment. Say goodbyes.
So what was Amazon looking for, first of all? What did they say was their ideal place?
You needed a strong economy with a strong business base. You need the ability to attract and retain technical talent. They were looking for communities that could be creative and innovative in terms of site placement and location for this headquarters complex that would employ 50,000 workers.
So the city made its pitch. It thought, hey, we have all of these things. Amazon disagreed. So now Jacksonville's kind of looking at all of the other cities and thinking, what do they have that we don't?
It's clear that Amazon doesn't want to be an economic rebuilder in a community or the single focus of a community. Hmm. You see that with the elimination of cities that were really looking for Amazon to anchor their economic foundation, such as Detroit.
What else can Jacksonville learn looking at what those places have in common that we don't?
It's a good thing to look at outliers. So within that top 20 list, there are some cities that you probably would not be surprised if they made it. Your Atlanta, for example, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. And then there are a few cities that are kind of surprising in that they're much smaller communities. Some communities don't have massive rapid transit systems. For example, a few would include Columbus, Ohio, Indianapolis, Nashville, Tennessee, in Raleigh, North Carolina.
So what does that tell us?
Although cities pretty much have really vibrant downtowns at this point, they do have a strong educational base to feed young workers into the environment that Amazon is looking for.
This rejection by Amazon, how badly do you think Jacksonville should feel about this?
I would say Jacksonville shouldn't lose any sleep. Jacksonville has a lot of good things going for it. The week we were eliminated from this Amazon competition, we found out that we're having a new manufacturer coming into town from China that's going to employ 800 people on the west side. But what we really can take from the Amazon experience is the need to focus on improving our own quality of life, improving things like reliability of transit, not just in the downtown area, but also how it connects into the suburban areas and outlying areas. The improving of our educational system. And as we do these things, improve our quality of life, we will see more economic deals like this will present themselves for Jacksonville.
Ennis Davis is a co-founder of Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.